fire on the Nile. Once again, power is in the hands of the military of Egypt. And once again, the military has distinguished itself by its brutal ruthlessness against Egyptians. They, the armed mainstay of the now fallen dictatorship of Hosni Mubarak, have never accepted nor adjusted to the political rise of the Muslim Brotherhood. Now we see the hand of their awful vengeance. According to Western accounts relayed from the military dictatorship, hundreds of Egyptians have been slain by the so-called security force. In truth, few outside of Egypt know the real number. It may be in the thousands. Months ago, when Tahrir Square was the epicenter of the Arab Spring, I called the situation Mubarakism without Mubarak. It looks clearer now. Tanks, automatic weapons, and secret police unleashed on Egyptians. A government trying to use state terror to silence legitimate dissent. We've seen this before when Islamic political parties won elections in Algeria. They too were silenced by Western-supported military, determined to use anti-democratic means to form farcical governments. Democracy is a sham in Egypt and beyond. It was trampled under the treads of Egyptian tanks. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.